Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Riverdigs. As always, we are your hosts. I'm Jay.
I'm Allie.
I'm Bella.
And Bella, can we get that famous theme song, please?
Rock to the river dinks all day long. That's the whole thing.
That's pretty good.
Jay, you might want to speak up because of the pain.
Okay, hey, Bella, can you hear the fan? Just
No.
curious. Okay, good. But I will speak up regardless.
Okay.
Me too. You're gonna be telling me to speak down. I'll be speaking up so much. And everybody, we just watched the penultimate episode of Riverdale, just so you get a sense of where we're at right now. And we're just dying to talk about it. Can you tell I'm stalling? Got it. Okay. This week's episode was season 7, episode 19, titled Chapter 136, The Golden Age of Television. It was directed by Tara Defoe and written by Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa and Tessa Lee Williams. Slay. Oh, the final episode is just Roberto, him alone. Interesting. Anyways, and it originally aired on August 16th, 2023.
Oh God.
And this is what happened. I'm sorry I sound so sick and like I'm about to throw up. It's because emotionally I feel that way just because of the episode and because of the impending end. Okay. Principal Featherhead has resigned, and Hal Cooper is sleeping in the basement at the Cooper house, post his kind of reveal to his entire family about his affair, even though Alice already knew about it. But still, now everyone knows about it, so he's sleeping in the basement. Alice tells Betty that she can't get divorced because she doesn't want to be alone. Nana Rose is here. Nana Rose on our screens. She
Woo!
says that to Cheryl and Julian, she's like, it's just the three of us now. Everyone's wondering who the new principal of Riverdale High is going to be because it's not Principal Featherhead, so who's going to take over? Archie has a plan to go hitchhiking around the country, writing poetry like a true beat poet over the summer. Jughead's comic, The Comet, got rejected by the censorship group people, whatever. And Veronica says it should be a movie instead. The new principal is announced, and thanks to Alice endorsing him to the PTA, it's Principal Weatherby. It's our guy. And speaking maybe the most he speaks in the whole show,
Truly.
he slayed, and we were so happy to see him back. And they didn't even say his name for so long. We just knew. We were like, Father, here he is. He is bringing in the new golden age of Riverdale High. He's going to get Mrs. Thornton back. He inspires Cheryl to challenge Evelyn to a dance off for the River Vixens, and she wins. Evelyn doesn't even try, and then she immediately comes out to the squad and she's like, I want to live in the light. I'm dating Tony, and anyone who has a problem with that can leave. And then two other cheerleaders in the group are holding hands, and they come out also in a beautiful moment. Pep Comics is over, and Jughead's gonna write the final editorial and final edition of the comic because it's gonna get shut down because they're not gonna follow. Like, just it's the walls are closing in on it, they're shutting it down. And in their final issue, they're not gonna follow like the censorship rules. They're just gonna send it out anyways, which means probably no one's gonna buy it, which means Pep Comics is going under. Betty gets the first copy of her book. She's very excited. Sheriff Keller and Uncle Frank have sex, and it is not mentioned. It is not related to anything else
Anything.
that happens. They just were like, let's get one more in before we turn the lights off. Let's add just a couple more in there. Pepper's like licking herself on the stairs. Okay, it's fine. Mrs. Thornton is back successfully. Veronica is getting Clay to write and direct a film adaptation of Comet. She says she's thinking a Cannes premiere in 4 to 5 years. Reggie is really upset. He can't go to basketball camp anymore because it's at the same time as the annual sweet corn harvest, which sustains his family for an entire year. So he can't go. And Archie says he'll do it for him. And they say they love each other. It's a very beautiful moment. Alice reads Betty's book at her encouragement. And she comes into her room in the middle of the night. She's like crying. And she was really, really, really moved by the book and by the power of women. And Betty tells her it's not too late for her to be happy and to follow her dreams of being a stewardess. Jughead is publishing the final final pet comic issue without the seal of approval. That's happening. Tabitha is here. Tabitha on the scene. And Tabitha shows the television show Riverdale to Jughead. And he watches the whole show and he remembers everything. Tabitha says she wove all of the timelines together. Instead of trying to sort out the multiverse, she wove all the timelines together into one stable, fortified timeline. But now the timeline is stable. Everything's okay. The comet is not going to happen anymore in 2023. But she can't move anyone back to 2023. So everyone's stuck exactly where they are in time. But what she can do is make people watch Riverdale to restore their memories. And she says that everyone can decide whether they want to watch Riverdale and remember everything or not. Archie first decides that he wants to do it. And he watches it. Then Betty and Veronica watch it. Then Cheryl and Tony and Reggie and Dilton and Fangs all watch it. And then they're all sitting there and they're like, well, fuck. That was crazy. And there was so much bad, crazy shit there. Betty's like, my dad was a serial killer. My sister was murdered. It's like, that's a good point, actually.
And then came back to life.
Like, it's really, there's a lot happening there. And Tabitha says that what she can do is she can hit reset, make everyone forget again, and then show them a supercut of only their happy memories of Riverdale. No Gargoyle Kings. We do get the Gargoyle King mention. Everyone cheered. From where I was standing, everyone was cheering. So she does reset their memories and then shows them only the happy memories. But she tells them that it was all real and it all happened, every version of what happened to them, like in the 50s and in the 2023 and in everywhere, like all of it was real and it all happened. And they could hold on to that. And only Jughead and Betty chose to remember the dark times too. Everyone else chose to only remember the happy stuff. Jughead because he's the town chronicler, and Betty because she's best of us and she's queen and she's Boo Bear. And then Tabitha says goodbye to Jughead. They kiss goodbye. She's gone. She can't stay in the universe because there's already a Tabitha in the universe. And then she's gone. And Jughead starts writing his chapter titled Goodbye Riverdale. And then the episode ends. Yes or no, did you guys like this episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes! Me too. Can we talk about it, guys? I'm scared.
God.
Guys, I'm upset. Fuck. This is so bad. I was really holding it together, but I'm losing it now.
Jay, I was waiting for you to go through the summary to see if I did miss anything.
And?
Because for the listener at home, Jay, Allie, and I all pressed play at the exact same time, and yet I somehow finished like 3 or 4 minutes before them. I saw all of that.
Okay, so okay. Are you just watching on like a 1.01 speed?
Genuinely, I'm gonna go check after this.
You might be, because I don't know what the other explanation would be. If you saw all of that.
It didn't seem sped up, but maybe it was.
Well, maybe it was like so subtle.
So subtle. Yeah.
That you just got used to it.
Like 5 minutes being shaved off is,
I mean, pretty serious. But like if you're not used to it and you're so wrapped up in the beautiful blanket of Riverdale. You don't even know.
It's true. It's true. Episode. There were some tears over here.
There were some tears.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
except
let's
they
take it.
They still
a couple things at a time. Because I feel
and
like
cowards for not showing the Veronica kiss.
As one of the
true.
Happy moments.
One of the
That's true, actually. They are like some cowards for that. Let's try to go a little bit in order. I know that's not orthodox
no,
for us.
No,
I'm just suggesting. I know that's not orthodox for us, but I think we might get too caught up and lost in the ocean of the end of that if we don't go in order a little bit.
Sure.
So, first things first, we got Prince Lieutenant back in the game.
And
Prince
leaving
Weatherby,
the game.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, they have similar names.
No,
Prince
I got
Weatherby.
You.
Back in, I was so happy to see him.
That was
fresh
great.
Off of a Hallmark set, no doubt. It's always the mayor in the Hallmark
yeah.
movies. All the time.
I'm sure.
A lot is the mayor.
It was good to see him. He did talk more than I had really ever seen him talk. But I liked his speech. I liked him reinstating Mrs. Thornton.
Mm-hmm. I liked that a lot. I thought it was, for a minute there in his speech, I thought it was going to take a little turn. And then it went back when he was like, if you're not part of the solution,
you're part,
you are
of,
part
the
of the problem.
Yeah, he started
and
yelling
I'm
a little
for
bit.
You. I was like, oh, like his tone, I was just like, ooh, is he about to get really mad?
It was a roller coaster ride.
He was just passionate.
Yeah.
He was just passionate. I was so excited to see him, though. Even though we've never been too attached to him, he's kind of like Dilton in a way, where he's just always, he's always in there. He's getting killed by the Gargoyle King.
Yeah.
He's getting his fingers cut off and wearing gloves. Like, he's just always doing stuff. Doing crazy, silly stuff. Loving Josie and the Pussycats.
True. Right? Yeah, where's Dr. Curdle yeah. Jr., his best friend?
Well,
to congratulate him. But to congratulate him specifically.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
I guess the mortician wouldn't be at the high school for no reason, but...
I freaking love the dance-off. One last dance-off for old time's sake.
For old time... That's how,
the
like...
camera work was so similar to every other dance-off. Like, they...
Her 15th vacation of her dance moves.
Yeah.
It was fun. I thought she was good, though. Yeah.
I have a thought. I have some thoughts on the dance-off.
Yeah.
Because while I was watching it, I really enjoyed it because I was thinking about how it's like, okay, this is clearly kind of a reference to the pilot or to season one where Veronica steals the vixens back or from Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
By doing this dance off. And I really liked it because in season one, Cheryl really was more of that Evelyn character of
yeah.
like she's really mean and really whatever. But now Cheryl has had so much growth over the course of the series that now she's the Veronica in that
wow.
scenario.
Wow. There were a lot of full circle moments that I thought were so delicious,
for
such
everybody.
As that for everyone. A lot. Oof. Nana Rose. We got
Thank
Nana Rose.
God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
They didn't even make her eat hay this time.
Not even for old time's sake.
Not even.
Have you seen her eat hay on the show?
No.
Was she stuck in a dungeon or something?
She was stuck in a dungeon on a pile of hay, and we joked.
And
that
like sitting
her
on a pile of hay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I forgot.
Oh, Archie and his little plan to go hitchhike around the country and be a beat poet. I was so happy for him.
I, really
I hope
liked
he ends
it.
Up doing it.
But I'm even happier that he helped out Reggie.
Me too. Oh my gosh, that scene,
I love you to each
that was
other.
So beautiful.
Early in the episode, I was just like, I guess they're really never going to acknowledge again just the kind of romance or the fact that these two guys have kind of professed their love for each other and whatever. And then when that scene came, I thought it was really sweet, and I felt satisfied.
Yep. That was really and it was like they were really he was really Archie was really like, I'm gonna help my friend do what's important to him, and I'm still gonna write poetry, and it's gonna be great. And then they just really hammered it home. They're like, I love you. I love you. Like, oh my God.
It was an extremely tender moment.
It was beautiful.
So earnest.
It was this beautiful, selfless, earnest act of love. Couldn't believe it.
The Pep comic stuff. I got.
Let's talk about it.
I got a little misty eyed even when they were just talking about the final issue of it.
So there was one part when they were talking about the comet being the last story, and they were saying, like, well, that'll be the swan song. We won't go back to this or something. And I was like, that's exactly like how it seems like we know now that they are not going back to 2023 at any point. And the comet, the final episode in that timeline, was the swan song for those characters in that version.
Wow.
Which is so crazy. Oh! I did like that a lot. I liked all of the meta elements in this one. Sometimes I think a finale of a show gets too, like, circle jerky for me a little bit. Sorry to be crude. But, like, a little bit too...
Crude on Riverdings? It's never happened.
A little bit too much. I mean, I guess when I feel that way, I guess it's just because I'm not the intended audience for that, you know? But I feel like sometimes in a finale, they get so, so much like, and here we are, the last one.
Yeah.
And we're so set. But everything they were doing in that vein in this episode, I was like, and you're right! And it is the last one!
Yeah.
Like, it did not feel annoying to me at all. But yeah. Again, maybe that's just because I'm just so in love with it. Who's to say?
The thing with Veronica and Clay, I did like. It felt kind of full circle for Veronica. Like, she does like to run the show, and she does. She's like a producer and a businesswoman and a, like, really into like that sort of thing. But
But this is more collaborative.
This was collaborative, and she, like, sought out Clay because of, like, interest in it, and it was not, like, an ulterior motive of, like, mm-hmm. her forcing Reggie to run the bar and shit like that. Like,
yeah!
Like, I don't know, like, I know it was, it, like, maybe kind of out of the blue, like, oh, she's gonna write and produce a movie, but I feel like it's been building this season, like, her in the movie business and stuff like that.
Definitely, it felt natural.
And that it just... It felt, like, good for her character to have, like, this be, like, it's, I think, very fitting for her character, but also, like, a much better outcome for her than, yeah.
It's also kind of fulfilling what Clay told us earlier in the season, of that he wants to become a filmmaker and is really interested in that. I like that she's recognizing that and is kind of helping him fulfill that dream.
Very true.
Instead of just being like, Daddy, like, find me of your best screenwriting friends or whatever from Omiha.
Yes. So true.
You're right, yeah.
And I'm glad that Clay also got then the kind of hint at continuation of his story, even though so much of this episode was about, like, the past version of the characters. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Clay did not exist then.
That's a really good point.
One other thing.
Yeah, I thought.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No. I was going to change the subject.
I was going to say, I thought it was interesting when Kevin is like as soon as Kevin heard that Clay wasn't in the past times, he didn't want to watch his memories, which I thought was interesting.
I mean, yeah. I think it, like, it worked for me because also something I was, like, wondering how they were going to deal with, like, how, like, yeah, like, Clay and Julian were not there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they didn't just have them not really mention it. I loved when they were like, I'm glad that they didn't just, like, ignore it. I thought it was very funny when Cheryl was like, when Julian heard he was a doll, We'll see it.
Like, that is so innate. Like, when he heard he was a doll in his past life,
when he heard he used to be a doll, he didn't see it.
So good.
I was gonna say that I adored all the scenes with Betty and her mom, and I know I've been saying that all season, but Maginomic, like, really wipes the floor with
everyone besides Lily
Rainbow. So,
it's just so like good. Really good, fantastic. I really love the conclusion of the whole Teenage Mystique book.
And that was like beautiful.
And like Alice reading it and learning more about Betty, and also her talking about like why she felt like she could leave Hal, and like how all of her like spite and bitterness and actions have been like as a result of like her position in life. It's like she doesn't own her house, she doesn't have a bank account, she has a job.
Yeah,
and Betty really trying to encourage her and being like, you can read this. What?
Oh, that she had a dream and stuff like
yeah, that. Yeah, that she had a dream, and Betty being like, if you read this, you can get to know me better and get to know yourself better. Like, it was such like a earnest moment of like real attempt at connection between them, which was successful.
And it felt like good closure also just for yes. like their whole relationship show, I guess, like just kind of like a good summary of like Betty and her trying to be her own person, like every independent girl in the world sort of thing, and Alice like really stifling her being harmful in this way that it's coming from a place of pain and loss. And
they were like finally seeing each other as on like an equal.
Yeah. And
which has never happened.
I really
liked that because it's showing like Betty was actively trying to help her mom. Like at this point, it wasn't about like, oh, I want to help our relationship necessarily. It was also just like, I want you, just especially when she's like, I know you think that you're like that you're past your time when you can have this dream and that it's all in the past and it's too late for you, but it's not. Like, you can be happy. Like, please, please believe that. And like encourages her to become a stewardess and all of that. I just thought it was so sweet because it's like she has had such a horrible relationship with this woman, but she's come to really understand her quite well.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to help her understand herself really well.
I can't believe. And also, I know Ali already said it, but again, the acting in that scene when she's sitting at the end of her bed in the night, just like crying and talking about her, it was stunning. Stunning. Mesmerized. Couldn't believe it.
Good stuff.
The way that Betty was like approaching her and talking to her so like cautiously, like she was like a scared animal kind of almost, because she was being so vulnerable.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe. Loved it. Loved it. Then Cheryl and the unnamed gay cheerleaders.
Fantastic.
Love is love.
Love is love.
Love is love. Love is love.
Have y'all seen the movie Luca?
No.
Okay. It has a very similar scene.
Really?
Towards the end of Luca. Where
are there actual gay people in Luca?
Yeah.
There are? It's a very thinly veiled analogy. Like, the whole movie is about a boy being gay. Like, that's the whole
gotcha.
It's a great movie. It makes me cry every time at the same point.
I'm gonna watch it now. I thought people were just like, not that this doesn't is less valuable. I thought people were just like, this is kind of gay. I didn't know it was like for real. That rules. Go look.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we should watch it. Sheer Killer and Uncle Frank.
Okay, what the fuck?
Okay, I did have that spoiled for me.
I had that spoiled for me too. That was the one ago. That's the one I texted about earlier. I could not believe.
I did not have that spoiled in any way.
That the fucking Mad Lad, because he really just did that for shits and giggles. That was just for fun.
Literally,
that was just for fun.
He it is his domain. Like, he can do whatever he wants.
He's just like walking around with the gay magic wand at this point, tapping it on people and going, gotcha, gotcha. And it's like, good, as he should.
That was really crazy. But
Jaw dropped.
And then they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
It is not brought up once.
We don't see Kevin, because Kevin seems really confused. But we don't, like, see him talking to Clay and being like, this puts this into perspective. Or, like, him talking to Archie, like, hey, your uncle, blah, blah, blah. They just throw it in there.
This also adds a whole new dimension to the plot line in which Moose's dad was in love with Kevin's dad in the past.
He literally
pretending to be the Gargoyle King to scare him. This adds a whole new layer. That was the whole thing, and that's why he was trying to punish Moose and Kevin.
I bet Steve Ulrich has not made an appearance. I mean,
coward.
Episode in
coward. Footage, I'll say it. Pussy. Got him.
Thank you.
He's listening right now.
Oh fuck, Skeet! I thought you were so homosexual in Scream, and I mean that in the most complimentary way.
What a loss. Maybe in the last episode, he'll surprise everyone.
Hopefully. Maybe. If he does, I'll be like on my feet, like running down the street, like I really will. what was after? Okay, and then I guess all we really have is the whole memory thing. That's all I left.
It makes sense. Like, it made sense once I thought about it, but I just loved when it was like, Archie, like, come with me. And then he takes him to the sex bunker.
Yeah.
To watch everything.
It's which pretty poetic. Makes
sense because it's going to be many hours, and otherwise it's in his one room.
And they can't, no one else can see it.
Extra dimensional footage.
No, you're good. Yeah, no, it. I also like him being like, is that a color TV?
That was and funny.
Then, no, yeah.
So, I can't believe that.
I'm a little. I think I have to stew on it and I have to think about it. But my initial response is I'm not pleased about the idea of them just being like, we'll just remember the happy times. But I'm glad that Jughead and Betty didn't do that. That helps it for me. If it had been like they're all just going to remember the happy times, when Veronica explicitly said she did not want to remember the Gargoyle King, I was like, fuck you, that's my guy. Even though obviously for the characters it makes total sense. But I'm just thinking like from an audience perspective, I selfishly was like, no, just because it felt like, and again, I'm going to have to sit on it and think about it. But my initial reaction was that it seemed like they were like, oh, let's get rid of all that crazy stuff and just remember the good times. And I was like, no.
It did seem kind of weird. I think it makes, I prefer it to them choosing to not remember anything.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Because I thought that was going to be the other option.
Oof. Wretched.
I guess, in this fantastical scenario, it does, I guess, for me, make sense for the characters to
do
this fantastical, not real, imaginary option of only knowing good things. But, like,
and they did really.
The alternative is that they don't remember anything at all. And I guess, like, they did just learn, like, oh, my dad was a serial killer. I mean, Betty wanted to remember. They're like, oh, I killed my husband.
And father.
Father, like,
and Archie being like my dad dying all over again. Like, it's like,
yeah.
I'm glad they laid it out like that, because that really was like, makes sense.
It's emotional.
It's very emotional.
So I guess like I understand like why they did it that way. I guess it is kind of random.
Random.
So random, oh well. But like not random. I know that it's like not the best wrap up of it, maybe, but
I was just, okay. Maybe it's because I was seemingly watching it on 2x speed or whatever, but I was a little bit confused by some of what Tabitha was telling them in terms of how they're
about the weaving. The weaving of the
weaving.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, I think it was just some nonsense.
And the comet. Why did the comet stop? They're like, you did a good. Like, she's saying the Jughead. Like, yeah, you guys.
I think it's because they bent towards justice successfully while she was trying to figure out
the multiverse. She stabilized the timeline.
But they didn't tear it apart by bending towards justice.
Gotcha.
That's not how the comment will not happen.
So she was only able to stabilize it because they were bending towards justice?
Or that, like, helped. I think they worked together.
She said, like, oh, it's easier than untangling it all, but if I just, you know, combine them and use the energy of the other verses to stabilize it. Like, they just made that up. Yeah. But,
do you think, because Tabitha doesn't realize that she's an angel for a while. Like, it's not like she's always known. Do you think that 1950s Tabitha is also an angel?
Yes. No. No.
Okay.
It is crazy, because they really, because Golden with Rivervale is like, okay, you can say that all the, like, ghosts and stuff were only in Riverdale, but then they like had all the superpower stuff, and they're like, okay, but that's only because we fucked with the timeline. But
it was all
Tabitha
real.
Is an angel, like in the base canon of the show. And I'm not saying that the superpowers are canonical, but I mean, like, it was a deviation from reality. But she's always an angel.
Like, her thing was not caused by anything with Percival or whatever.
I mean, it was Rivervale related, but it stayed with her.
Oh, right. Something that I am a little... Oh my, I'm going to need a second to formulate this.
Formulate.
Okay, something I thought was kind of interesting was, it's not like it was these main teens were sent back, and then they have a bunch of new people around them. It's like Alice also has lost her memory. Like Alice and Hal and like the other students at school. I don't think Ethel's gone, so she didn't get her memories back either.
Probably like a good thing though,
but it's all one timeline now. It's all together and it's all real.
But they just, I think it's interesting that it's like proximity determines whether or not they get to know.
Well, Tabitha could go find them.
Yeah?
Maybe, yeah. That is interesting, though.
Yeah.
Plus, Ethel's living her very best life. That's what I mean, yeah. Like, yeah. Ethel.
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, like, what would that do to Hal, for example, you know, like,
yeah, no, I don't think that they should show Hal
or Alice, like, your daughter's murdered, your other half son is a serial killer, she has to go be a stewardess. You went insane with grief. Sorry, like, it's just, I don't say that lightly. I mean, like,
yeah.
It's really, oof.
I think I'm going to have more to say even after the next episode, because so much of this is me just sitting with and reflecting on everything. Oh, one thing I didn't mention is line that I thought was just dynamite. Cackled, laughed, loved it. When Jughead said, the good, the bad, the bear.
The bear.
The bear. So,
the good, the bad, the bear. It's funny.
Oh, crap. Not again.
Exactly.
Ugh. I loved when they were showing the happy memories and they included the like somewhat quick background shot, but they chose to highlight the shot of Archie kissing Kevin on the cheek and all that.
And like, then Clay reacting to that.
And Clay reacting to
Julian also reacting to Archie and Reggie.
Yeah, because they showed Archie getting kissed on the cheek, and then Archie also kissing Kevin on the mouth. They were like, here's the important stuff.
I love it.
I was a sucker. I did love the little montage.
Me too.
Of all the happy times. I was thinking myself about all the happy times. And that, like, they did, I was recognizing the shots. Like, it was like when Betty and Archie kiss that one time, I was like, that's Origin of Love playing right there. We got Cheryl doing Stupid Love, also her dance performance. Like, there's just so many moments where I was like, oh, I'm actually reflecting on all the good times.
For me, it was funny because so many of those moments are directly, like, consecutive with really awful moments.
Yes.
Like, Stupid Love is the episode where Kevin gets hate crimed. And when they're jumping in the watering hole, that's, like,
right before he goes to prison.
Yeah. And, like, yeah. Archie has, like, weird, sad memories. Like, he pictures them all leaving him. And...
yeah.
But when they're in the car, nothing can replace that. Like,
that shot. Holding up the ambient feeling. Industry for years to come.
I loved it. Kind of felt like a fan cam.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, like, did.
Hear all these little... I thought it was interesting Tabitha choosing not to stay and having to just leave them. It's like, really leave sad. Everyone. That was really sad.
That was sad.
I'm also...
really yeah. I'm a jab of the stick for, like, all
yeah.
of Riverdale eternity.
But I love the tragedy of that. Yeah. I do.
Based on this episode, do you think they're gonna have kind of set ships or like set couples by the end of the next episode? Because it seemed like, okay, Jughead has his arm around Veronica, and then like 2 minutes later he's kissing Tabitha and is being like, you should stay, we live together, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And then Betty kind of makes eyes at Archie at one point. Like, I'm just curious if they're gonna.
I think
I saw. Oh. I saw like one thing that I was worried was somehow a spoiler for the last episode, because some of the people I follow on Twitter have been sharing that the subtitles of the episodes have been leaking days in advance of the episodes, so they can see all the dialogue of the episode.
Oh shit!
And like, you know, I'm actually not going to say anything else, so we'll see. It's
whoa! Really way to get it. Way to pique our interest.
I just got scared for a second. It's okay.
Okay. I think that they're not going to have a conclusive, like, this person is with this person. I think it's going to be a little ambiguous, and they're not going to directly address it, and they're going to have charged moments all around.
Mm. I like that.
Any other... Also, Bella, in a few moments, when we get to this section of the episode, of our episode, I am going to read you the description for the final episode, which Allie read to me last week on the air.
Yeah.
I am going to read it for you, and it is going to maybe blow your mind.
Okay.
Any other thoughts on this episode, though?
I feel like I should have more to say, but I think it'll take...
It's just so much to process.
Because I'm just recalling, like, everything that's ever happened in the show, and I'm like, well, how did they react to this? Like, I adore that Betty kept her memories. It felt very
loved.
And when she squeezed her hands in the mirror, that I was in pieces. It's just so... Yeah. I don't know. It was everything to me that she chose to remember all that. Like, just, I think, to talk about, like, the whole Betty darkness thing.
Like, because Jughead's reasoning was that he's the town chronicler of, like, of memory and stuff like that and history. But I think for her to keep her memories, it does relate to, I guess, like, her, like Betty's darkness or whatever. But, like, it's just her being, like, multifaceted. Like, knowing that in the past this happened to her family, knowing that she had this in her, she does. it felt right for her character.
It runs so. In the family. You know?
Watch that I'm fan serious, cam real though. Quick.
Jay's, yeah.
I know you're serious. So I was just saying, I didn't mean to detract from what you were saying, and I was listening to what you were saying.
I liked Jughead's editorial.
Me too.
Me too. And then, oh, I nearly brought to tears at the very end when it was him on the typewriter at Pops again, writing the chapter, the final chapter. The episode's called Goodbye Riverdale, the last one. He was literally writing the chapter just like he's writing the first chapter of the first episode. God fucking damn. It's getting me. Guys, I'm scared.
I'm really scared that it's next week.
It's this week.
Programming note, we like tomorrow need to try to figure out how we're gonna do this. Because we can't leave it till Wednesday. We have to don't worry about tonight or anything. But we need to figure out how we're gonna watch it like as quickly as we can. But yeah, don't worry about it right now. Anyways. Who would your MVP be for this episode?
I was going to say, this is not important. I was just going to say, I thought it was interesting that they had the return of Betty's tight ponytail.
Oh,
you're right. I was just like, protect her scalp. Like, what are you doing?
They need to tear out her hair one last
time. Exactly.
One other thing I wanted to bring up is I thought it was a great line when Dilton and Reggie and Fangs were in the basement, and when Jughead said, some of you won't even recognize yourselves, and then cut to Reggie and Dilton.
That was funny.
So good.
It's good.
It's so good. Love it.
Should I go ahead with my
movie? Yeah, who are you picking?
It's Tabitha, because last time ever that I could pick her, I bet.
Oh!
For new episodes of Riverdale. Because she did it. I mean, it is the ultimate tragedy that she cannot, she does not have a home timeline to return to, and there already is a Tabitha there, and she has to give up her life with Jughead, and she like couldn't even watch all of her friends watch all the happy moments. Like, I don't know. So like, I'm not trying to like you go girl for like living this eternal tragedy, but like she like combined the timelines and stopped the comet and tried to ease the pain of them not having a timeline to return to TV.
Do you think, I know she can't travel, or she can't send people through time anymore.
Yeah.
But can she send herself through time? Like, could she just decide, like, I'm gonna skip 50 years into the future?
I would guess yes.
I don't know, though, because there aren't, like,
but she's an angel, you know?
I know, but she said that she combined all the timelines. And she referred to 2023 as like a separate timeline before, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I really don't know.
Me neither.
Who would you pick?
Betty. I'm going to say. Because I really enjoyed her scenes in this episode. I loved her. Every moment of her and Alice, I loved her empathy and her like really trying to make one last attempt to really help her mom and help her find happiness. And that's before even learning that her dad was a serial killer in another lifetime, all of that. Like, it's just something that she knows her mom deserves or wants for her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, I like the choice of her to keep her memories and kind of, I like what that shows for the show.
I think I'm going to give it to Alice because just Manchan Amick, a dozen roses to you. Because, wow, I'm throwing them on the stage, Manchan. They're for you. She's spectacular. Alice, I thought it was just a really wonderful full circle moment and great moments of closure, as we discussed, of like her really seeing eye to eye with Betty and confronting all of the negative things that she's been doing to her own family,
yeah,
and that have been done to her, and looking towards her own happiness instead. And that was astounding. And I thought she was dynamite. Loved it. What would you guys give this episode out of 10? It's tricky. Who's gonna be so bold as to put one in?
I'll do it. I'm gonna give it 10 out of 10. Memories from a past life.
Wow.
Because I mean, if you can't give the second to last episode of Everbridale 10 out of 10, I don't know.
Then what can you give?
What
it
can
to?
You do? Like, just the audacity and gumption of this show to continue for this length, for there to be a penultimate episode in season 7. I love the episode. I guess I do have problems with some of it, but it's transcendent. I don't know. The show understands itself, and that is so clear to me from this episode. The meta element of it is just so strong. The characters are so strong. Extremely tender, earnest moments between Alice and Betty and Reggie and Archie, and I don't know. It was one last dance off. It was everything. More to say probably next week about this whole shebang.
That was beautiful though.
Okay.
That was beautiful. I'm gonna give it 10 out of 10 unnamed gay cheerleaders. Because for basically the reasons Allie just said, but I really, again, more will come as I sit and I stew. But I did love it so much, you know. I was eating out of the palm of their hand. But it was beautiful, and I couldn't agree more with what you said, that this show really understands itself, and that's so clear.
Yeah.
And the actors understand it, with one exception, and the writers understand it, and they know what they're doing, and they're creating something really special. And did you guys see the screenshot? Or I saw screenshots. Did you guys see the sections from the Variety interview that the cast all did?
Yes.
About the end?
Yes.
The part especially that struck me was, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Lily Reinhart, was saying, like, this is not going to happen again. This is never going to happen again. This is the last show of its kind. And I really think that's true. However much of an anvil on your chest that may be.
We are, like, deep space. Like, we're, like, people living in deep space. I feel like watching the end of the show. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
It's hard to even string together coherence right now, because it's really just so much. It's so much happening. I guess I'm seeing it all, and it's all real, and it all happened.
I feel like I'm on the edge of the universe.
Looking down into the abyss.
Yeah, when Jughead was like, Jughead and Tabitha were like, it's all real, it happened to you. Like,
oh, it's good. Crazy.
It was real to me. Like, that was their lives.
Oh, and it was our lives. I loved it. Bella?
I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 for peer pressure reasons. No, I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 Archie and Reggie, I love yous.
Good.
Nice.
I really enjoyed it. I loved them kind of pulling together a lot of the themes of the series and revisiting a lot of the crazier plot lines and everything. And I loved kind of the characters getting to see and reflect on what they have been through and how that has, even if they couldn't remember it, like how it has changed them people. And just how they can kind of still carry that forward without having to hold on to that trauma of wrestling bears and all of that. The good, the bad, the bear. But so, yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think my only, I'm giving it 10 out of 10. My only hesitation was just, I feel like the stuff with Tabitha could have been a little bit better explained, but also it's like, it's never going to make sense. Yeah. They never really explained it to begin with. Like, it's fine. But yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And then, now Bella, I'm going to read you a
oh
little
something.
Oh my
god.
I'm going to read really you a little something.
I almost killed Jay last week.
I almost did die. And I do wish I hadn't known it just for the shock of
so
right now.
But it's okay.
No, it's fine. It's okay. Fine. I made my own choice. It's not on you. Okay. Chapter 137. Goodbye, Riverdale. Now leaving Riverdale. Back in present day and longing for her former life in Riverdale, 86-year-old Betty turns to a special friend to help her relive her last day of senior year with her friends as they were, their memories restored.
What?
What?
I got chills.
So from that, I knew last week that they were going to be stuck in the 50s.
So... do you think the special friend is Tabitha? Maybe?
It's gotta be.
So maybe I think it could be Jughead, because he also remembered everything.
Yeah.
The special friend. It could be Jughead.
So they wouldn't relive it in the sense of going back and being teenagers? They would just, like, reenact
I think they might be teenagers. I think if they're going to be old as hell, we would have seen some image at any time of them.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like that would have to be Tabitha, because she's magical.
Right. True. Or also, I think...
I do want to say, when it says 86-year-old Betty, and then it says in parentheses next to it, Lily Reinhart.
Well, they always do that.
But I'm saying it's an older actress.
Right. Well, sure. it would have to be Lily Reinhart in old person makeup. That's the other thing, is I think there's a chance they could make them look old in the episode, but it's not going to be the whole episode. There's just no chance they're doing that. Just like logistically, they're not doing that. She might hobble in at first, but then she's going to be yossified and turn into her young self.
What do you think her... wait, so it's now leaving Riverdale? Like, she's been there...
well, it says now, that's like the tagline thing. Just now leaving Riverdale. I think that's just meant to be like Riverdale's ending. Yeah. Okay, final predictions. What do you think?
I think I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry too.
Yeah. I think I'm going to cry. I think Veronica Nation, stay in line. Hold on. We will get there. I think Jarchi, maybe. I'm going to say yes, Jarchi, actually.
I hope they get some more gay stuff in there.
I think they'll get some more gay stuff in there right at the last minute.
I've seen a few people posit that it might end with, like, heterosexual suburbia, but they all end up coupled that way. As, like, a dark David Lynch.
That would be so... twisted.
Twist on, like, so just a dark, 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 awful sadness, like, tragedy that this is the lives that they have.
That would make me so fucking sad.
I know, like,
I really don't
what
think
a twisted thing to even speak.
This whole thing has been, let's introduce so many gay characters and let's, like, have this be representation that people don't usually get, and we're gonna let a lot of them be evil. And blah blah blah. I don't think that he's gonna be like, and then all
that
the
would be so twisted.
It would be twisted.
Miserably.
I think that What's something we've been holding out on that this whole time?
FP. I think FP will be there.
I don't.
I do. I think we're going to get one FP moment.
We got the threesome.
I think Cheryl and Tony are going to have children.
I agree, actually. Mm. Yeah, like, what are their lives going to look like? Hard to say.
I think Betty's going to have been a world famous writer. Yeah, Jughead could never.
Walk. Yeah, that'd be really. I think Archie will be a poet.
I hope so.
I think Molly Ringwald will be there.
Yep. She'll be 100. She'll be 110.
Well, do you think it's going to start and it's that time?
I have no
idea. I think my guess is it's going to be like a little magical out of time. Like, it's not going to be quite like literal.
Okay. I love their kind of subversion of chronology in this episode where it's like, all right, let's sit down and real quick watch 136 episodes of Riverdale.
Real quick.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
And then doing them not at the same time, it would be like, I'm going to show all of it to Archie. Now all of it to these
they had
kids.
To.
I like
I mean, Jughead hit the bricks. He left.
Yeah.
This. I don't know. I want to get one good, strong prediction there, but I think Veronica will be like a successful producer.
Mm-hmm.
I think Archie will kiss a man on screen.
Okay.
Good. I think, and this is like kneeling before God, before Christian God in heaven, that we get the Roberto cameo.
Cameo?
Okay. Please,
I think,
please, please.
I think it's going to happen.
It is, please. Possible. I'm dying for it. I think it could be like Archie walks into Pops and he walks past Roberto who's leaving Pops and they bump into each other and he's like, oh, excuse me. And that that's good enough
like
for me.
Tiny,
I just want to see him.
An Alfred Hitchcock type.
Yeah. Dying for it. What I actually really want in my heart for his cameo more than anything, but I know this won't happen because I feel like he's too humble. He's not going to do this. Is it would be like Jughead is sitting on it. Like, this doesn't make sense with the story, but like Jughead sitting on a curb and he's like frustrated and he throws his comic on the ground and he's like, oh, whatever. And then a hand hands him the comic and he looks up and it's Roberto backlit by sunshine. And he's like, don't give up. Or something like that, like something angelic and beautiful. But I know that's not going to happen. But but I want him.
It did, you would have predicted it.
I'm getting really nauseous thinking about how there's going to be a last shot. Like, there's just the whole.
This is so bad, you guys.
It's
going to
cut to black and it'll be it. And then we'll not be more of it.
I did take the first half of Thursday off of work. Because I know I'm going to be up quite late.
Good.
Maybe I'll try to take an hour or two off.
You should. You should.
Because you really should. I think Cheryl and Tony will have a long, happy life together.
Mm-hmm. I think they will have children, and one of them will be named Jason.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Wow. I think Clay is going to make that movie and become successful. He's going to be a success.
Yes.
And I think Veronica is going to move to Hollywood again. Nice. Maybe with Clay and Kevin. Oh.
I think
Reggie's
going to go pro. Sorry, I had to get in there and say it. Sorry. I have to be right about something. This is my last chance to be right. I'm really scared, guys.
Guys, Midge is going to have her baby.
Finally.
So soon.
Oh my god, Alice is going to be dead. Like,
fuck!
I can't picture it. Like,
I think Alice is going to be dead. I think all those people are going to be dead, but Nana Rose is still going to be alive.
Yeah. Better be!
I'm gonna die. Like, if they show like Alice dying, show her dying, but I think they're gonna be like, and she died, and then like show her grave.
I think they're gonna like, Betty's gonna mention like, when did my mom pass away or something like
that. Well, they do have a shot in the promo of them laying flowers on a grave, but they're young. So does someone die soon?
I'm scared.
It was
That's what Betty. I mean. They're not going to show her taking her last breath. I just mean, like, do you think they're going to get Jason?
Yeah, RIP JB.
RIP Jellybean. We did not get Jellybean back, even though I wanted her.
Can I get a hug? Can I get a dad? What an icon.
That was a really good impression.
Thank you. I've watched that compilation so many times.
Oh, I know. anything else? Or we just should start breaking ourselves?
I hope there's more gay kisses. I know we already said that, but...
I think Alice is going to leave Hal and become a successful, happy stewardess and is going to find love with someone new.
Maybe a woman.
Is that person going to be a woman is the question. Is that person going to be awesome. Mary is a question.
Yes! Yeah, it's going to be Brooke Rivers, Mary's ex-girlfriend.
Exactly.
I have to say that I think that no one will join the military. I think Archie will not join the military and it will be like some fantastic epic in life for him where he's not scarred by that. It's not.
I think, yeah. Oh. Are they going to... Do you think anyone's going to be drafted, though?
No. I don't think they're going to talk about the draft. I'm putting my foot down.
I mean, it's
I really don't think they're going to talk about the draft.
Well, they might. No, I know they might.
God, I feel like there are many things. The draft, the AIDS epidemic. Like, there's just so many things that would have directly impacted them or the people around them.
That's what I'm saying, though. I feel like there's not time. Guys, we have 45 minutes left.
They can do it. If any show... Oh, Jesus.
I don't think there's time to cover the draft or AIDS. But maybe. You're right. If any show can do it.
With one of them coming up with the idea for a famous Coke commercial.
That's what happens at the end of Mad Men.
The very last part of the
Well, I don't think that's what it means. I know the makers of the show have said that's what it means, but I disagree. I think Jughead's going to get the last sentence.
Yeah.
As he should, honestly.
Yeah. I think he's going to narrate.
Do you think he's going to say the end?
Maybe the last word will be Riverdale.
I think it might be goodbye, Riverdale. That'd be the last words. Even though that was the last words of this episode.
I'm getting so sick thinking about this.
We have to end it. Hey guys, we have to stop the episode. We have to finish it.
I am so scared because... Okay, I think Betty will have a happy life. Like, I need to see Betty thrive and not get this officer too.
Please. So. Well, she's going to be a writer.
What's Jughead gonna do?
Sit in the bunker and be so sad?
Yeah.
Maybe they won't even tell us. Like,
well, he's gonna chronicle Riverdale.
Oh, yeah.
It's his whole thing. Which I also like for him.
Yeah, there's gonna be a last... I'm gonna throw up.
We have to stop, guys. We're gonna get too upset. I mean, we should sit with these feelings and we should be upset, but I don't know if we need to record us.
I just can't. I can't imagine what it's gonna be like.
It's gonna be so. It's gonna be gray out there.
Thursday's gonna be day one. No Riverdale.
It's like. Do you guys know the Lana Del Rey song "Dealer"?
Yeah, I do.
You do, Bella. Well, the chorus starts. The song is pretty like a slow kind of jazzy, just sort of toned down. And then in the chorus, she goes, "I don't want to live here." And that's so real.
Guys, why live? This is crazy.
Why live?
Okay.
Okay.
Well, until next time.
I can't. I don't know.
Get that baby sign up, please, please.
Yeah. See you later, Dinks.
Woo!
How can you woo at a time like this?